If you know something about St. Luke, you know that he was a physician. He wrote not only the book of the Gospels, but also the book of Acts. St. Paul speaks about him. Taylor Caldwell, the famous author, wrote the book, Dear and Glorious Physician, a somewhat historical fiction about the life of St. Luke. And St. Luke is known in the church not only as the author of the Gospel and the book of Acts, he's also known as the iconographer, the one who wrote or painted those first icons of the Virgin Mary, which we believe still remain in the church and in our tradition to this day. And St. Luke, of the Gospel writers, probably uses the best quality of Greek during his time and his era. He is known for his parables because in his gospel, he records some parables that are not found elsewhere. But St. Luke, on a day like this, offers us and gives us not a parable, but a short soliloquy, a short passage where Christ speaks and he gives us directives about our lives. And for me, they fall in perfect line and harmony and theology with this moment when we come to the Eucharist. Because Christ tells us what makes us different in life, what makes us as Christians, as his people. He tells us to pray for those who hate us, to love those who persecute us. He tells us to tear up those bills and those ledgers. He says to give away freely. It was those messages and those serious understanding and expressions of theology that the saints of the church lived. If you were to read the writings of St. Basil the Great, you would see that he tells people, those who of you who have made contracts and loaned or lent money to people, go and tear them up. For the money which you have given does not belong to you. Of course, those things and those values and expressions of life come into conflict with our ways in life and our society. But I'm telling you on this day and every day that you don't have to worry so much about who owes you money, but you have to worry about forgiving and loving and being gentle and being kind. I remember once when I was serving in Chicago that there were friends of mine. There were two sisters who happened to come into the church one Sunday about the same time, but they made sure that they entered from different doors because one sister did not speak to the other. And what was the essence and the problem? Family property. Who was going to inherit what portion and what share? They didn't hear that message of Christ to forgive and to love, and that all those things in this world somehow disappear and we take nothing with us. For those of you who know or are familiar with the burial shroud, the savano, we say it has no pockets. There's nothing to go in it when we leave this life. We're not like those ancient Greeks and those ancient Romans who used to put coins on the eyes or sometimes even in the mouth of the dead so that they might give the passage to go across the river Styx and enter the kingdom of Hades. When we leave this world and this life, we go spiritually naked and we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I tell you, he will not ask you if you ate olive oil or corn oil, but he will ask you if you loved and if you forgave. He will ask you if you were kind. He will ask you if you were understanding. He'll ask you if you were merciful. He will ask you if you brought people to his church. He'll ask you those sorts of questions. And to those sorts of questions, we shall all have to give an answer. I fear my own answers and my own shortcomings. But we must struggle, each of us, each and every day, to become better and to grow. If you look at the passage, which is very short, and you look at it in the context of the Gospels, you see that it's part of a much larger passage filled with admonitions of Christ. And he repeats more than once, either prior to or after this short passage, those admonitions to forgive and to love. For what defines a Christian but those two things, that we forgive and we love? And we take our example from the cross, from the one who said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do," and that he went upon that cross voluntarily, freely, out of love for this world and out of love for us. How much are we to love the other person? Saint Agathon, one of the desert fathers, says the following: find a leper and take on his body. How many of us are ready to take up that challenge? To take up and take on the body of a leper, or someone who's dying of AIDS, or someone who has pancreatic cancer? We all want to live, but I admonish you, as Christ does, to make your life worth living, to make your life one filled with love and forgiveness. And if you acquire those two great virtues in your life, you shall indeed find the kingdom of God and be with one, with Jesus Christ. Amen. In just a moment, you'll come for Holy Communion. Forgive those who have transgressed. Pray for your enemies. Love those who hate you. That's what communion is all about. It's an affirmation of what we believe. Let those feelings come into your heart and into your soul as you come to one of the three chalices which shall be offered, and come with love and faith and hope in Christ our God. Amen.